joining me right now, head coach Brian Hill of the Garden City Buffaloes. Boy, when we go on the road, Brian, we're pretty doggone good, aren't we?
Yeah, I thought about next home game, maybe we'll get in a bus and drive around town for a little while and then come in. So, the kids just know what to do. And it's, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you that going on the road, sometimes you get away from some of the distractions that are at home. And, you know, we get out of school a little early and they get to spend time together, get to take a little nap maybe on the long trip. And kids are mature enough to travel and they know what they need to do. And it's been a great formula, and hope it stays true.
What a great first half for Garden City. Came out here basically offensively, just dominated. Defense dominated too. I had them holding basically 51 total yards in the first half. Garden City well over 300 yards. Looked really good. Grayson Temple looking good. The defense played exceptionally well. Your opinion right now, and give me an evaluation of the first half.
Well, I thought that, you know, the first half was tremendous. I mean, the defense did a great job. I mean, we did what I talked about, earlier in the week, that, you know, we were getting turnovers now, and rather than fourth down stops, we were getting turnovers and turning them into points. And when you do that, that puts, the other team, and puts, you know, momentum on our side. And it just allowed us to go in there and just take complete control of the football game. And it was nice to see.
Well, I made note also that you guys are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable and more confident in your offensive line, also the receiving core, plus the quarterback, because how many times did we see in this ball game that you guys, even in our own territory, maybe at the 30-yard line, load up on first down and pass the ball?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, you can't be predictable on any down or anywhere on the field. And, that's something I've learned a long, long time ago. And, we try to make sure that we stay balanced and we take our shots when we have an opportunity to. And, I just thought that, in the first half, I mean, everything was kind of clicking. We kind of got off to a slow start, three and out there on the first series. But, after that, really kind of found our way. And, I kind of figured it might take a little bit. I said that, they play a little different front, and no matter how much you practice against it in 3 days, it's a little bit different when you line up and go it against them. But they did a good job.
Well, it also seems like that you're starting to find some running backs too on top of this. At the beginning of the season, that you had basically Brady Bean as your running back. Akil Love stepped in here a couple games ago, and then all of a sudden Logan Dakin. Man, I tell you, those sweeps with Logan Dakin and Brady Bean leading the way has been very successful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, between the two of them, they're getting a corner there with Taylor Foley and Alex Ortiz. I mean, did a great job up front, and then Brady just does it. He's just got a great feel, and I think that's that transformation. And when you play both sides, he knows what a linebacker sees, and that's who he's going to block. And so he's using that information to go out there and do it. And it was a play that we saw a couple teams that they played have success against them doing, and so that was kind of a game plan thing. And the kids did a great job of executing it.
Well, they kind of go on a defense called the Desert Storm, if you want to put it that way. I saw that quote there in the Telegram about down at Arizona. I called Garden City the Swarm, because, like I said, we swarmed really well to the ball. You saw a lot of white hats, and when you go back and look at the film, you're going to see a lot of white hats around the football. Regardless if it's a pass play down the field also, they're just going to see some of the linemen, the offensive linemen down there, defensive linemen making the tackle down there too. Great job there by what I'm going to call the GC Swarm.
That's their rallying cry, and they do a great job. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we've learned, from week one. You didn't see that in week one, and it started developed in week two. But they just do a great job, and the kids have got a complete understanding. They're playing with great confidence now, and that helps also with effort, is their confidence. But they're just doing a great job, and they understand what's going on. The defensive coaches have done a great job, and I couldn't be prouder of the way they're going after it, because when you can go out there and shut a team down, it allows you on offense to be able to go and just search for some of the things that work. And then when they do work, and swarm into the football is another reason how turnovers happen. If one guy strips it and we're not swarming to the football, there's nobody there to get it. But when we're swarming, when the ball hits the ground like tonight, there's somebody in a white shirt ready to jump on it.
Also, we just get in the second half right here. Foley makes a nice catch. I don't think he just realized there was somebody on his backside over there. As he turns there, he's being tackled. The ball gets stripped away from him. That kind of sets the tone for him just a little bit, gives him a little bit of momentum. We turn the ball over again, and then Grayson goes down with what appears to be a leg injury. Looks like that he had his helmet on. And sometimes, and this point right here too, when your quarterback goes down, kind of deflates the team a little bit, because your leader's been taken out of the football game. I like what Keller did, was able to come back into the game and keep the drive going. What a great call on fourth down there, the naked bootleg. Did a little fake up to the line that brought in the whole entire defense of the Blue Aces. Keller able to swing it around. Nice call.
Well,
thank you. I'll tell you what, that came from team camp. You know, we didn't make some fourth downs at team camp this summer, and, you know, that was one thing I told myself, that we're not going to sit there and pound it. And, you know, they did the same thing, you know, that we saw this summer at team camp, just lining up. And, you know, we showed, you know, we put Brady at tailback and put Todd Saivolt there at fullback. And, you know, it was just a play that, you know, we've run a little bit in practices. And, you know, nobody knew except Denton that he was going to keep it. I mean, we don't do that because I want it to look exactly like. So, you know, when he's standing there with me, that I just told him, call this play, but keep it and run right. And the kids just do a great job. And that was a big deal. And I can't say enough about Denton. I mean, you know, he talked about it, you know, with you guys Monday night. He said, you know, what he did. But, he gets in there. We get him reps. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a quarterback, the left guard, the defensive tackle. As I've said numerous times, it's just got to be the next guy in. And he came in and did a well of a job.
Well, and it says a lot to me about the football team, because you understand sometimes when the leader goes out, that just sucks the life out of a football team. Then we see Gardner able to come in and with Keller at the helm right now, able to finish still, go get the touchdown, and kind of pick the defense up also on top of it, and then able to carry this victory out for Garden City.
Well, and you can attribute that to being a senior. You know, I mean, that's nice to be able to, you go into a backup quarterback, but yet he's still a senior. And, you know, he's out there playing every down at corner, and so he's not coming in completely cold on a night like tonight that's pretty brisk down there. And, you know, that's kind of what I attribute to some of our couple of those turnovers, is just that the cool weather. You know, we haven't practiced in any cool weather, and all of a sudden the Christmas night, you know, the fall is tonight. And, you know, it just, they got to understand that ball gets hard and it gets slick. And you know, it was really nothing else. I mean, I don't blame those guys for what they did. I mean, they were trying their best. But, you know, as I told the kids, we just got to relax. I mean, that's why we did all that work in the first half, is that if something did go wrong, that we still can go back there. We don't need to go crazy and start yelling and screaming. Just calm down. Let's go back out there and take control of the football game. And I thought that's what they did.
Can you make a comment on the I guess the illegal procedure that took about 15 minutes to mark it off to the right place? What was the deal on that? I never saw any flag come out. Was this something that the whistle was blown, or did it was just a late flag?
You guys probably couldn't see it from up here, that it was right in front of East's bench, and it was, you know, about on the white almost. And so, but what had happened is that they had moved the chains already and for first down before the official, I guess, had told them there was a penalty. And then they just couldn't figure out where that the chains were set. And every time I kept telling them where the ball should be set, then they put the chains at the yard line that I said, not the down marker. And then it just kept going back and forth. And, I mean, it just was, it's a simple mistake. And then, you know, a little after that, they, you know, we were in a formation that, you know, that they weren't used to. And, you know, I mean, and that's just how it goes. But, you know, I'll give a credit to the officials here that I just, you know, I showed the gentleman on our whiteboard what we were doing. And he said, Coach, I'm sorry, I missed it. And then from there on out, he understood what we were doing. And so I have to give him a lot of credit. I thought they did a nice job. I mean, it kind of was a big deal, you know, and it kind of slows up the game. But, you know, I'd rather them take the time and try to get it right than to sit there and just say, hey, I'm right, and, you know, not listen to anybody. So I was very happy with them.
Okay, well, really, the season starts next week. Mays comes in the town right now. You guys, really, this was a good win, I do believe. Like I said, going into the Mays game right now, pick that up. I mean, will you be in full force or not, or how's Grayson?
You know, we'll find out. I mean, he's kind of had a bum ankle all year long, and that's the one that he twisted. And, you know, sometimes those on a crisp again night, you know, feel a little worse now than it might be. So we'll see, and, you know, we'll get it on there. And, I mean, I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's resilient, and he'll go home and rehab and do everything he needs to. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's you know, I told him, you know, the first part of the season is over. We're 4-2. We talked about earlier this week that, you know, we wanted to start to gain some momentum. I mean, it's, you know, we want to, it's like kind of like a big snowball at the top of the hill. It starts as a small snowball, but we want that thing rolling at the bottom.